はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう秋田、第5回日本文化レッスンです。さくらです。
Peter here, and we're back with another edition of Japanese Culture Class. Mm.The fifth edition. Right. Again, they're starting to add up too. Everything is adding up.
Yes.
Okay, as always, we're brought to you by Airclane and the translation and interpretation specialists. Today we have another great, great lesson for you. This is a very, very interesting one.
Yes.
I was quite surprised when I first heard about it.
Really?
Yes. Before we give you that, we just want to remind you to stop by www.japanesepod101.com. Again, we have supplemental material. We have more things about it. Plus, your fellow listeners are there to help you out.
Yes.
Got a question? Got something? They'll help you out. We'll help you out. Mm. We have the new final authority.
Yes, yes.
Sasahara-sensei.
Sasahara-san.
She is where the buck stops. Grammar questions, anything else?
Yes.
Bring it by. Okay? So, back to today's topic. Sakura, can you give us today's topic in Japanese?
Valentine Day.
One more time.
Valentine Day.
One more time.
Valentine Day.
Okay, and what is this in English?
Valentine's Day.
Yes. Okay, and what day is this?
February 14th. It's Chocolate Day.
Oh, yes. Now, before I came to Japan, I didn't know that they celebrated Valentine's Day in Japan.
Oh, we do. It's such a great, such an important event.
Really? You like it?
Yes.
That's even more interesting. Some of you out there might know already, but the ones who don't know, this is, when I first found out, it blew me away. Now, Sakura, you know about our Valentine's Day, right?
Well, but I'm not really sure.
Okay, I'll break it down for you. Yeah. In America, on Valentine's Day, all the men are out scrambling for roses.
Oh, really?
Prices of roses triple.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that, but yes, we're out buying roses. We're out buying chocolate.
Yeah.
We're out buying cards.
Yeah.
We top it off with dinner and maybe a present.
Men
do all of this for the affection of their loves, of their lives.
I want to go to the United States. It's such, the situation is so different here in Japan.
How is it different?
Opposite. Well, and, okay.
Wait, what was that keyword there?
Opposite.
Opposite?
Yes.
Tell us more.
Okay, so girls do things for men. This is like Chocolate Day. So we don't really buy cards or roses. It's just chocolate. So girls give chocolate to boys.
Oh,
yes. So
I want to be Japanese.
I heard that a quarter of chocolate company sales are on this Valentine's Day, or you know, just before Valentine's Day.
Big business.
Big
a quarter.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Now, what are some of the famous brands, chocolate brands in Japan? I know in the US we have Hershey's and Ghirardelli's.
Like Japanese brands?
Japanese brands, yes. What's your favorite chocolate? It's okay to say Hershey's.
Okay, casual ones. Lotte.
One more time.
Lotte.
Yes, and this is a very famous brand in Japan.
And they're more famous for chewing gums, I think.
Yeah, chewing gum.
Yeah, but like, you know, all these sweets in general. And also Meiji.
Okay.
Yeah, Meiji is famous for chocolate. But, you know, all these ones are the ones you can buy in like convenience stores.
Yeah, like at the local 7-Eleven.
Yes.
These are like, we're giving you right now the common ones that are found everywhere.
That's right.
They also have Kit Kat. They also have Cadbury.
Yeah.
Which is very, very good, by the way.
I know. I love them too.
Oh, you better stop talking about this.
Yes.
We're going to have to leave the studio and come back.
But on Valentine's Day, we buy like all different kinds of all these different levels of chocolate.
Levels?
Yeah, as well like expensive ones and cheap ones, depending on who you're giving it to.
But still, the guys are getting it, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I like it. Tell me one more time, Sakura, who gets the chocolate?
Men.
Yes. Happy day.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about the levels of chocolate.
Okay. Okay, the really expensive ones are given to the loved ones or the ones you want to go out with.
You know? Go out, in the sense, go out, yeah, yeah. Dating.
So.
Now, so what kind of price range? $5? 500 yen?
Well, 1,000 yen, 2,000 yen, yeah, will be for that level, you know.
Not too dating. Bad.
Mm.
And what kind of chocolate?
Godiva.
Huh? What was that?
Godiva.
Godiva?
Yeah.
Godiva.
Godiva.
Break it down.
Godiva.
What does this mean, Sakura?
It's the brand.
The brand? Godiva?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
That's now
one,
I got it.
One of the, you know, famous ones.
Godiva.
So expensive ones.
And there's no holding it in there, just Godiva.
Godiva. Mm.
Oh, I want some Godiva.
Well.
Okay. So we have the higher levels.
Yes.
And what about the lower levels?
Yeah, lower levels are like 300 yen, 500 yen.
What is the shape? Do you give them a chocolate bar?
Well, actually, there are cases like that. It's, you know, for like it, half joking, it's half joke and yeah.
Like sometimes. A half Kit Kat.
but actually, they sell like 500 yen chocolate in this box.
Box.
And you know, like nicely wrapped box.
Yes.
And really popular ones are toryuhu. Do you know?
No, one more time. What was that?
Toryuhu.
What's that in English?
Toryuhu is truffles.
Truffles.
It's round. It's round and it's covered in like cocoa powders and it's ganache inside.
Garnish inside.
Yeah.
Wow. Truffle. Can you give me that, break that down for me one more time?
Toryuhu.
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 Toryuhu. Toryuhu. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Right, we're gonna have a special section just breaking this word down.
And this one is the same as the one you use in French cuisine. You know,
The truffles, the black. Truffles.
Yes. It's the same.
Yes.
Sound.
Yeah. Same pronunciation.
Yeah. Toryuhu. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
Yes.
Okay, so we got, let's just kind of like sum up where we are.
Mm.
So on Valentine's Day, the guys yes. get the chocolate. So the guys get the chocolate.
Yes.
And there are a few ways to give it. There is the lower level chocolate, which you give to kind of friends, or who do you give this to?
Okay, friends, colleagues at work.
Colleagues at work. Yes, this is a big one.
Yes, very important.
Like secretaries or office ladies.
Oh, yes.
They'll probably, like, although it's like only 300, 500 yen.
Yes.
They might need a credit card if they work at Toyota.
Yeah. And like to their boss, they might choose like 700 yen one or maybe 1,000 yen one, you know. And to colleagues, maybe 300 yen.
So it's very big in the office. How about in school?
In school.
Classmates. Like
maybe. Classmates. If you have like good friends, you might give it to them. Like not as, you know, really serious ones, but just, you know, as friendly present, you might give like 500 yen one or...
Got it. But yeah, the office is kind of, I think the office is the cash cow where they're making the money.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So we have that one. And then we have the upper level.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's just take one more. Let's step back one more time and just look at this. Now, you said these levels. Are there certain names for these levels?
Yes.
Okay. What are the names?
Okay. The... Like serious ones. I mean, the one you give to like the loved ones, you say honmei choco.
One more time?
Honmei choco.
Break it down.
Honmei choco.
And this is the chocolate you give to
loved ones or the one you want to date with.
Ah.
Yes.
Homemade. I've never heard of this one. I've been here a while, Sakura. I've never heard of this one.
You're getting the other ones only?
Yeah, just the other ones.
Oh.
I've heard of the other one.
Ah, 本当?
But I've never heard of this one.
Really?
Is something about me, Sakura?
I don't know.
Now, the other one, which is called...
Giri Choco.
Now, can you give us this one more time, slowly?
Giri Choco.
Now, I've heard of this one.
Yes.
But I've never heard of the other one.
I think more people get it, like, giri choco.
Sakura, you're not helping.
You might get one this year.
Oh,
you never know.
Wife.
Yes.
Okay, now there's something we want to point out about saying chocolates. I think some of you might have caught the ending. Can you give us the two words one more time?
Honmei choco.
And?
Giri choco.
Notice anything similar about them? Can you give us the last parts of both words?
Choco.
And?
Choco.
Sounds familiar. Now, what is this word?
It's chocolate.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Again, mini-sized.
Mini-sized. Yes.
Cute word. Can you give it to us one more time?
Choco.
And break it down.
Choco.
Yes. Now, this is the word for chocolate.
Yes. And we also say chocolate.
Yeah.
But actually, choco is much more popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just easier to say.
Yeah.
Cute, fun, interesting word. Okay, so homemade chocolate and the giri chocolate. Now, I did get, of course, as giri chocolate.
Stress on giri.
Yes. Homemade chocolates.
Yes.
Now, rather than buying chocolates in the store, some Japanese girls actually make the chocolate or make, cook
handmade,
something.
Handmade, yes.
Handmade, some kind of sweets.
Yes.
So why do they do this, Sakura?
Okay, so they want to convey their real feelings, you know, put it in the chocolate and give it to them.
It's very nice. Like, I was quite surprised to see so many girls actually making the chocolates and making the cakes. It was very impressive, and it's very good.
Oh, well, then you were lucky. Yeah. But those handmade ones are called tezukuri choco.
Okay, one more time, please.
Tezukuri choco.
And this is?
Handmade chocolate.
Yeah, can you break this down for us?
Tezukuri choco.
Yeah, handmade. The first part is handmade, and again, we have the chocolate at the end.
Yes.
Oh, very interesting.
Yes, and because this event is really exciting event when you're a student, so it's, you know, sometimes it's the first some sweets girls make.
Yeah. Ah.
One of the first ones, like they bake chocolate cookies or, you know, make truffles or it. Yeah. It's often the first time, you know.
I think it's so nice. It's really sweet.
Yeah. And when you go to Tokyo Hands.
Ah, famous shop in.
In like their branches, but they sell all these tools for all hobbies. Right? So they also have kitchen tools and baking tools and ingredients. And just before this Valentine's Day, you just can't get near the items.
Really?
Yes. And also...
It's kind of like Christmas.
Oh, yes. It's really... Girls around these tools and ingredients and also boxes as well. They, you know, they want to buy boxes too.
Wow. That's presentation. That's impressive.
Yes. You can't go near it.
You know what? I might have to go check that out. But
you might like to.
Okay, so it's all win for the guys. Win, 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 right?
Yes. Well, on Valentine's Day, yes.
What? I didn't like that well sound. What was that, Sakura?
Well, they have to give something back, you see, on later date.
It's always a catch.
Yes, 1 month later.
Okay, explain.
Okay. And there's a day called White Day.
I don't like that already.
When boys or men have to give back something to the girls who gave you something, who gave you chocolate.
And this is White Day.
White Day.
And White Day is 1 month later on March 14th.
Yes.
Right? Now, you usually give the same kind of thing?
Not chocolates.
What do you usually give?
You give cookies or marshmallows or candies.
Marshmallows? But I also see boxes of chocolate.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
maybe I'm shopping at different places.
Chocolates are not so popular on White Day.
Got it. Okay. And again, you kind of reciprocate. And I heard the guys wind up paying a little bit more.
Yes, you're expected to pay a little bit more.
Yeah. You know, but it's still great because... You know, usually in Valentine's Day, guys usually make the first move. You know, we have secret admirers, secret Valentine. Yeah. You know, so the guy is the one who has to get the courage up and make the first approach.
That's nice. It should be that way in Japan too.
Sakura, don't go changing. Don't go changing.
Right. Yeah, but it's an exciting event.
Yeah.
Like when you're students, it's the day to, you know, day for kokuhaku. What do you say? How do you say kokuhaku in English?
I think this translates into like confession.
But
it's a confession of one's love.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know what all you guys are thinking. Not the confession, not 5 to 10 confession. This is confession of love.
Yes, yes, yes. So like, as you say, secret admirer is, you know, buy chocolate or make chocolate and give it to the boy you like and maybe put a little letter or something, love letter, and then leave it in his desk or, you know, or give it to him, you know, hand it to him. It's a very exciting event.
Wow. Yeah. You girls have a lot of courage. It takes a lot of courage to do this.
Mm. But sometimes, you know, you don't have someone to give homemade choco. Then you give just giri choco. Or sometimes we exchange chocolates with friends, girlfriends.
Really?
And that's called tomo choco.
Okay. Break it down.
I think. Tomo choco.
And what's tomo?
Tomo is friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you can see, that's why a quarter of the sales are on this one season.
Yes, yes. Mm.
Okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. I thought that you would like that interesting, interesting story because...
Wait, do you mind if I just add one thing?
Go right ahead.
Sakura. Well, there's an important point because at office, as you mentioned earlier, giving chocolate is, you know, something to get like human relationships smoother.
Okay? Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's not like, you know, love something for confession, that kind of thing. But it's just a tool. Event itself is a tool to make things easier for everybody.
Smooth over the working environment.
Yes, yes.
And you know, it's a good thing you said this. What's the word for the chocolate again?
Giri choco.
Yeah. And what does giri translate into?
Obligation.
Yeah. So it's kind of like an obligatory chocolate.
Yes, obligatory.
So, you know, it kind of smooths over the relationship. It's nice, you know, yes, to get something every once in a while.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So when you get older, when you're in 20s or 30s or, you know, the event has more of that kind of character to smoothen up relationship.
Not older, married.
Okay.
Oh boy, okay, I better watch myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's exciting, you know, these kind of holidays and something, you know, it's nice. Okay. So now we also have a special bonus track for you. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to have on the website, right under this link, we're going to have a special Valentine's vocab download. And what this is just an MP3 file with all the vocabulary. Download it. And all it is vocabulary so you can practice the words we gave you in today's lesson. Okay?
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.